Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Power Your Life, and I'm Joanne White, and it's always a pleasure. And I'm very excited today about our guest because, well, for lots of reasons, and one is some of the stuff that he does, I believe, is outstanding and is really here to help us feel and be healthier in so many different ways. Also taking a look at what you're eating and being able to be the best you that you can be. And I'm talking about Udo Erasmus, who is the co-founder of Udo's Choice line, which is found in Whole Foods and other health food stores globally. He designed the machinery for making oils with health in mind, as well as pioneered flax oil, a billion-dollar industry. As an adult, Udo got pesticide poisoning in 1980, and doctors were at a loss regarding how to treat him. So he decided to take his health into his own hands and did a lot of research extensively. And Udo's discoveries led him to a passion for finding answers to life's big questions, which hopefully one day will bring him and the world peace. Yes, yes. Today, Udo is an acclaimed speaker and author of so many books, including the best-selling Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, which has sold over 250,000 copies. He teaches at events hosted by Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra, and has keynoted an international brain health conference. Udo has also impacted over 25 million lives with his message on oils, health, peace, nature, and human nature. Welcome, Udo Erasmus. How are you?
Good morning. I am almost as good as you are, and I'm fabulous. And I am glad to be on.
And it's a pleasure to have you. So I want our listeners to know a little bit about your background because it has not been an easy one. And yet, Udo, you have made it through surviving and thriving and helping so many people get your message out that helps them heal and feel good about themselves and helps to bring out a beautiful, better world. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm going to be 82 in May, and so I was born during the Second World War in Poland, when it was part of Germany. And my parents were from Latvia and Estonia, and it's a long story, the politics. Latvia was given to the Soviet Union, and part of Poland was given to Germany at a meeting that Stalin and Hitler had. And there was nobody from Latvia or Poland at the meeting. So they just took part of the country because they were big and these countries were small. And so I was born on a stolen farm in Poland. And then we were refugees in 1949, winter of 1949. We were on horse-drawn hay wagons, women with young children. All the men were off to war or dead or somewhere. And these were dirt roads, no military presence. And we were trying to get out of Poland. And they were being chased by the communists in tanks and trucks. And the Allies, who we like to think of as the good guys, because we are them these days, right? The Allies were using the refugees as target practice, shooting at us from planes. And it was pretty hectic. I don't remember a lot of it. other than fear, hunger, not knowing what I could trust, because every day you've got different, you know, it was not a stable place for a two-year-old, and not feeling safe. That's pretty much was my childhood. And when I was 6 years old, I listened to adults argue, and it made me really uneasy because they got so intense. And this thought occurred to me, God, there must be a way that people can live in harmony. And this little cocky voice inside of my head that obviously of a six-year-old who doesn't know how complicated everything is, I'm going to find out how. And that's been my driver all my life. You know, how can we live? I mean, a human being is an amazing, magnificent creature, has peace built in, has unconditional love built in, has inspiration built in, has wisdom, unbelievable wisdom built in. And we live such poor lives compared to what is possible for us. And so for me, the question is always, how can I help make the quality of life better? And so I'm very interested in anything that has to do with nature, with human nature, with what's on the planet. And my, you know, my studies were in science, first in physics and chemistry and math, then in biosciences, then in psych. Then I took a year of medicine because I wanted to know what health is, but I only learned about disease, so I went back into biochemistry and genetics. And, you know, and then I, you know, the rest of my learning has been extracurricular because there's a lot of things you don't learn in high school or in university that are important for living. And you have to find the teachers where you can, and that maybe takes you to off the beaten track, you might say. So I've been at it for all my life, and really my goal is that 8 billion people could live in harmony on this planet. That harmony is part of our nature. We just never look into it because we're always looking away from ourselves. And that's the biggest issue on the planet. We need to look into ourselves to recognize that what we're looking for out there, we already have.
You know, I totally agree with you. And harmony and living in peace, especially with everything that's going on these days, it's so very important. And we can do this, but there needs to be more people like you who are inspired by the truth that we have within us and some of the gifts that we have that you've mentioned. So thank you for doing this, because it's so incredibly important. And we need it. We need peace. We need harmony. So
yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
a little bit about what happened to you when you got that. Well, they didn't know what to do with you when you were sick, okay? And
yeah.
You got that
yeah,
pesticide.
I got married. I got married. We had 3 kids, and my marriage broke up, and I was really upset. So I took a job as a pesticide sprayer, because pesticides are only meant to kill things, and I wanted to kill something.
So
I was really crazy. And
you were
so
off hurting.
What's that?
I said you were hurt and angry and took it out in another way.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I looked back and I said, I can't believe I did that. And but I sprayed very carelessly for 3 years. As a job, I walked barefoot over the lawns I sprayed till the skin peeled off the bottom of my feet. And then I said, okay, well, I guess I'd better wear rubber boots. So, and I would spray in a bathing suit. It was a summer job, and I wanted to have a tan. You know, vanity, my favorite sin. and so I got poisoned by the pesticides I sprayed. I got cramps, nausea, dizziness. My energy, I was 38 years old, and if I walked around the city block, I needed to sit down and rest. I was like an old 80-year-old. I have more energy now at almost 82 than I had when I was 38. And And if I turned my head, it felt like my head turned, but my brain didn't. Now, obviously, that's not what happened, but that's what it felt like. So it was really, you know, so I went to the doctor and said, what do you have for pesticide poisoning? And she said, nothing. And I was like, well, wait a minute. You know, we spray these pesticides all over the planet, and we have no cure for when somebody gets poisoned by them. You know, how is that supposed to work? So then I thought, okay, well, I guess I'm on my own here, and maybe I can figure out what to do for myself. Basically, if I did the opposite of what I did to get it, then I should be able to fix it. So the first thing, obviously, stop spraying pesticides. But then I started looking at, in the literature, I wanted to, because the body's made out of food, I knew that. And the 98% of the atoms in the body are removed and replaced every year. So the body is this major construction site. The reason why we eat is because we keep having to replace the atoms that are being removed. So I knew that the body turns over quite a lot, and so I thought, well, what I need to do is I need to raise my standards, obviously, and within 1 year, if I raise my standard for food, water, air intake, which is all the body is made from in nature, if I raise my standard in 1 year, 98% of my body will have been rebuilt to a higher standard. That's why healing is possible. That's what healing is. You raise the standard and rebuild the body with better building blocks. And so I got into the research journals and looked at everything about health and nutrition, disease and nutrition. Because I didn't study nutrition. I studied biochemistry and I studied biology, but I never studied specifically nutrition. And I got stuck in the area of oils because I read a study that said omega-6 is an essential nutrient. And an essential nutrient is a nutrient that you have to live and be healthy. You can't make it in your body from anything else, so it has to come in from outside. If you don't get enough, this is part of the definition of essential. If you don't get enough, you can't stay healthy. Your health will deteriorate. You will get deficiency symptoms. They are degenerative in nature, and they get worse with time. And if you don't get enough of an essential nutrient long enough, you die. These are the vital, absolutely required building blocks for body construction that life needs to make a body work. So, and then the third part of the definition is that if you're deteriorating because you're not getting enough of an essential nutrient, but before you die, you bring enough of that missing nutrient back into your diet, then all of your problems that come from not getting enough are reversed, and you get your health back. Wow, how cool is that?
Pretty amazing.
I read the study and said omega-6 is an essential nutrient, and the very next study I read said omega-6 gives you cancer and kills you. And my head exploded. Wait a minute. I have to have it to live and be healthy, and then it gives me cancer and kills me. There's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with this picture. And that contradiction that drove me nuts made me look deeper into how oils are made. And what I found out in the research that doesn't make the public airwaves much is that when oils are made, they're treated with harsh chemicals. And the reason for treating them is the industry wants a long shelf life on the oil. So they can make it in Johannesburg and they can sell it in Tokyo. So they have a big market if you can get a long shelf life. But by nature, omega-6 and omega-3, the two essential nutrients that come from fats, are very sensitive to damage by light, oxygen, and heat. So how do you make them shelf-stable? Well, they figure it out. You treat them with sodium hydroxide, very corrosive base, then with a very corrosive acid called phosphoric acid. Then you bleach them so that the light is not absorbed by the color molecules in the oil and then damages the oil. So they bleach them with bleaching clay. That makes them rancid, and they smell bad. So now they have to heat them to frying temperature to boil off the rancid molecules. And now you have a colorless, odorless, tasteless oil. That's what most of us use when we use oils. They put them in plastic bottles. The plastic leaches into oils. They're made from non-organically grown seeds, so there's pesticides in the oils.
Give us a solution, because that's so depressing. And I want to also move forward to all the other incredible things you're doing.
Yeah.
Painful.
It gets worse. That basically,
I know.
In this processing, about 1% of the molecules are damaged. It's a half to 1%, depending on what the makeup of the oil is. And when you damage an oil 1%, you know, how much is that? That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's still 99% good. And that's what they told me when I asked them, why do you do this when you know it does damage to the oils? Or they say, oh, well, you know, they tried to blow it up. Said, well, you know, it's only 1% damaged. And, you know, if you got 99% on the exam, you'd be damn happy, wouldn't you? The guy was really angry, but I guess he finally confronted. I wanted to know why they do it when it does damage. So I decided to do the math. And my question was, if I take a tablespoon of an oil that's been damaged 1% by the processing, how many damaged molecules am I going to have that I'm going to stick into my body in that tablespoon of oil? So, Joanne, I want you to guess how many damaged molecules are in a tablespoon of oil that has been damaged 1%. By the process.
I can't guess, because I'm not good at math. But tell
I know
us.
You have no basis for doing it, but nobody does. And I ask this for a reason, because it makes a point that cannot be made any other way. So give me a guess. I understand you don't have a basis for doing it, but you know.
I'm going to say 1,000.
Do your best. 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1,000 has 3 zeros behind it, right?
Yeah.
One followed by three zeros. So the actual number is a 6 followed by 19 zeros.
Oh, God.
60 quintillion damaged molecules in a tablespoon of oil that is 1% damaged. And that's more than 1 million damaged molecules for every one of your body's 60 trillion cells. 60 quintillion molecules. So the reason I ask the question is because we don't know how many molecules there are, because we haven't studied the size of molecules and their molecular weights. So there's a way to figure that out. So what we're doing to ourselves, what, you know, by your estimate, is 60 quadrillion times worse than you think it is. That's the point.
It's
I'm
amazing.
Trying to make.
Right.
But people,
you know,
always,
and
when
it's,
I ask the,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just said it's shocking and it's amazing, the poisons that we're putting in that we're not aware of, because they don't let us know, or they don't even look at
it that way. We don't get told.
Right.
Yep. And we think your industry wouldn't do anything that isn't good for us. You know, of course.
Oh, well, I don't think that at all, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. But when my parents, you know, when I was a kid, you know, people said, oh, the industry would never do anything that wasn't good for us. So they had enormous trust in industry and in government, and oh, the government would never lie to us. You know, so. And, you know, these days you hear so much, it's, you know, information travels so fast, you know, so everything ends up being exposed. But the idea that we're doing something to ourselves that's 60 quadrillion times worse than we think it is, it's like I say to people, okay, look, you're going to get on an airplane and you're going to fly home for the holidays. And just before you get on the plane, there's a guy taps you on the shoulders, and you know this guy only tells the truth. He says, did you know that your chance of crashing and dying on this flight is 60 quadrillion times higher than you thought it was? Would you get on the airplane?
Definitely not.
No. I was in Ireland. I told him I would canoe back to Canada. You know, I would not get on the airplane. And because... You know, and so the reason why I say that is, well, if now that you've just been told that what you're putting in your body when you use these oils And in addition, if you use them for frying, you've got to multiply that by another 3 to 6 times. If you knew how much damage you're putting into your body, is that enough to say, to have you say to yourself, gee, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Gee, maybe I should be getting organic seeds and nuts, get my oils that way. Or, gee, is there a place where I can go, where I can get oil that is actually made with my health in mind? And that's basically what happened to me. I said, I can't get healthy on these damaged oils. They should be made with health in mind. And I was just crazy and desperate enough to develop a method for making oils with health in mind. And out of that came flaxseed oil, which is the richest source of omega-3s. And omega-3s are too low in 99% of the population, too low for optimum health. Single most widespread essential nutrient insufficiency of our time. And so, you know, my claim to fame is I developed a method for making oils with health in mind and started an industry of making healthy oil. And so flax, and then the flax oil is not a very well-balanced oil. Omega-3 and omega-6 need to be balanced because they compete in the body in certain ways, and you need to get the ratio between them right so they both get to do their jobs. If you get too much of one, it crowds out the other. If you get too much of the other, it crowds out the one. So you need to get the balance right. And so then I developed a blend that is better balanced than flax oil, and that's what I've been working with now for over 30 years. I started this in 1980. I got poisoned in 1980. That was my wake-up call.
What's the blend called?
You know, it's called Udo's Oil. It's a brown glass bottle because plastic leaches into oil, so you don't want plastic.
I got a Whole Food. I'm going to look for that. I'm not sure I've even seen that.
Yeah, it's in a glass bottle, in a box, in the fridge, in the supplement section in the natural food stores.
Okay, I'm going to look for it. Great.
Same place where you find the flaxseed oil. And flaxseed oil, everybody knows what flaxseed oil is these days. We started that in 1986, and we started the blend in 1994.
Fabulous. So, you know, being able to see what many of us don't see and look deeper is wonderful, because what you're doing and what you've done is give us more healthy alternatives for life and so much more. You know, when I go sometimes what I call my power walk, I'll see people using pesticide and they'll put a sign up and I'll say, I don't see that the birds can read your sign about the or the animals. I mean, you know, hello, we're also endangering not just people, but other live beings on the planet.
That's a good point.
You have a process called Total Sexy Health. Tell our listeners what that's about.
Well, that was an experiment. So what happened is I got into oils and I started working with oils, and then I said, okay, well, and oils are the single most widespread nutrient deficiency, and more health problems come from damaged oils than any other part of nutrition. And more health benefits come from you making the oil change that your body needs than any other part of nutrition. So once I got that done, and I said, okay, well, what's the next thing I can do that will make a difference? And I said, oh, it must be digestion. Because, you know, you're throwing all this foreign material that comes from nature, you're throwing it into your gullet, and then it goes through your digestive tract. The inside of your digestive tract is actually outside of your body. And you have to break down all these foreign materials and absorb the nutrients. That's the hardest working system in your body. You might think it's your mind. Your mind just drives you crazy, but your digestion is actually the hardest working system in your body. And people get diarrhea, or they get constipation, or they get bloating, or they get pain or they get burps or they get, you know, gas. So there's always something going on with your digestive system. So how do we optimize digestion? And there was really four things to do. One is digestive enzymes. When you cook foods, you destroy the enzymes that are present in raw food. By the way, that's how every creature eats other than us, fresh, whole, raw, organic. That's nature's mandate, nature's standard for how to eat, fresh, whole, raw, organic. All creatures do that except for us. When we cook foods, we destroy the enzymes. They do 60% of the digestion for us. So then we have to do that digestion with our digestive system. That means we have more than twice the load that we than we were intended to have to do, and that catches up with us. So when you cook your food, take digestive enzymes to replace the enzymes that you destroyed by cooking the food. So that was one. Second one, probiotics. They're pretty famous these days. And when you cook food, you kill the probiotics that are present on raw foods. Cows don't need to take probiotic supplements because they eat grass, and the probiotics are on the grass, so they get probiotics in their mouth, and then they work their way through the entire digestive tract and make sure that the bacteria in the digestive tract are the right kind and the wrong kind is controlled. And so when you cook your food, you kill those. So if you eat cooked food, you need to replace the probiotics that you killed by cooking the food. And that just gets you back in the way it was in nature. And health was invented by life in nature. And it only works if you live in line with nature and your nature. You get out of line with nature or your nature, you're gonna have health problems. And then fiber, which is the food for the probiotics, that comes from plant foods. And then the fourth part is bitters, which are herbs that are bitter, that including dandelion and gentian and bitter orange peel and wormwood, southern wood, and there's a whole bunch of them. And these, they help digestion and liver function. And so I got involved in that. And then I got into what's next. You know what? Everybody knows they're supposed to eat their greens, and no, hardly anybody really does it. So we made portable greens for people when they're traveling so that they can get some control over their greens intake. And then it was like, okay, well, what else affects health? And then it was like, well, actually, everything affects health. Oh, my God, everything affects health. And so I started saying, okay, well, you know, we've been here for 200,000 years. We have never created a teachable field of health. What we call health care is disease management. It's actually a misrepresentation of the service it provides, and there's a place for that service, but it should be called sick care, not health care. And I took a year of medicine and talked to the dean, and I said, you know, I'm only learning about disease in medical school. I came here to learn about health. What is health? He said, we don't know. We're working on it. And that was the end of my medical career. They also told us that a doctor should always sound as though he knows what's going on, even when he doesn't. And we call that lying on the farm. And I wasn't going to make my living that way. So I left medicine and went back into biochemistry and genetics. I was learning more about health in biology than I was learning in medicine. And so then it says, okay, well, why don't we have a teachable field of health? It's one of the big issues in a person's life. You get sick by this and that, and so you want to be healthy, but yet there's no place where you can go where somebody spells out for you what health is, what the components are, what the principles are that you can put in place in order to make sure that life, that you provide life with what it needs to make a body that works optimally. And so that's what I started working on. Then I said, okay, well, it's based on nature and human nature. So what about human nature? And I had a sidetrack besides my biology. I've always been really interested in human nature and this idea that people could live in harmony. and how do you, you know, why I studied biosciences and psychology, because I wanted to understand how creatures work. I wanted to understand how thinking works. Because if harmony is what you're looking for, those are probably important things to know. So I started working on human nature. And that's the other thing. Like, you know, we know more about our iPhones than we know about ourselves. Like, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, and it's important. It's so
important. We don't have a teachable field of human nature. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's so important to really know more about ourselves and what we need on so many different levels, not just in terms of food, which is incredibly important, but also mentally, emotionally, you know, all of that. And you touch upon that in your total sexy health. So would you talk about that a little bit? Because we're running out of time.
So what we did, I came up with eight parts to nature and human nature. And if you start with the core, the deep inside core, I call it internal awareness. And in that internal awareness, when you bring your, you have to do a stillness practice. You sit down, you get quiet, you bring your focus inside, because it's usually outside in the world or roaming in your head. So you bring it inside the space your body occupies. And if you bring it in deep enough, you discover that there is peace. Peace is your universal essence. And everything that is being created, the entire universe, is created out of peace. And peace is always everywhere, only peace, but only peace knows that. So if you don't see peace everywhere, it's because you're not looking from deep enough within the peace that is your universal essence. So that's number one, is peace. Number two is the energy that keeps you alive, is solar energy. It's a solar energy fraction that's stored in bonds between atoms of the foods you eat. And when you eat those foods and they're broken down in your cells, that energy is released, and now we call it life. So you're a solar energy gadget. Life is a fraction of solar energy, and its nature is unconditional, empowering love for the body. It is everywhere present in your body, knows everything about your body, does everything in your body, and is all-powerful in your body. So, by the way, that is one definition of God. Life is God, you could say. Life is God in every creature. But that would take another whole hour to talk about that one. So you have peace, and then within that is unconditional love, and the shine of that energy into the world, I call that inspired purpose. That's the positive mind. That's your connection to the world. That's where your contribution into the world to make the world a better place automatically comes from, when you feel loved and are in peace. And then you have the physical body, food and fitness, and rest and sleep and recovery and food, water, and air, and detox and avoidance of toxins. That's pretty much what most people talk about in health. Then the last one of human nature is survival skills. That's the protective part of mind. That's about preempting crises or crisis management. And that's how you protect yourself from a world that is not always friendly. It's friendly most of the time, but it can also be dangerous. So those are the five. And then you have social groups, and they affect your health. Depends on who you hang out with. You know, some people put you down. That's not good for you. Then you have the natural environment. That is where all your resources come from. But it's probably 99% resources and 1% danger. So the earthquakes and floods and all of that. So you have to have respect, gratitude for the resources, respect for the power. And then the last one is infinite awareness, which is basically here you are in a terminal condition called the human body, living in an infinite universe, and being okay with all of that. And when you, and each one of those eight pieces has a different nature, a different function, needs a different kind of attention on a regular basis, goes off in a different way in response to a different kind of intervention. So you can't just, you know, so if your heart aches, you can't just take vitamin C. You know, you have to deal with what heartache is. Heartache is your call to come home to your own, to the beauty of your own existence. And that happens because when we're in the mother's womb, you know, there's, our focus is at rest inside in our, in you know, because there's no place to go and there's nothing to do. So our focus is at home, at rest, in its essence, in its source, in life. And we're actually in meditation, in deep meditation, when we're in the room. I call it the Buddha tank. And so, you know, and it's really boring, but you're not bored. You're actually in bliss. So then you come out, and everything changes. Now you have to get to know the world. And in the process of getting to know the world, you get disconnected from yourself. So you go from being present inside and absent outside in your focus. You end up being more and more present outside in your focus and absent inside. And the disconnection from ourselves is where heartache begins. Even though all kinds of things on the outside trigger it, the trigger is not the cause of heartache. Heartache is your disconnect, is the feeling of your disconnection, a symptom of your disconnection from yourself, and it's your call to bring your focus back home and to reconnect with the magnificence of your existence. So that's,
you know,
what I tried to do.
It's so very important to be able to do that and to connect or reconnect with ourselves,
yeah.
Because when you do that, like you've been talking, it can create more of a sense of peace and ease and balance,
yep.
and health.
Yep.
It's so beautiful.
Yep, it's really good for health. Yep, and it requires us to actually sit down and just be, not do. You know, we're addicted to doing. We need to become addicted to being. You know, we're human beings, so we live like human beings. And being is more important than doing, because you can be without doing, but you can't do without being. So being is your foundation. And we're living without foundation because we're not taking the time to be still with ourselves, to discover that everything we're chasing in the world, we already have built into us by life. We already have it. We're just looking in the wrong place for it.
I totally agree, and we need to tap into that wealth of peace,
yeah.
of knowledge, of health, all of that that is within us that can sustain us. So that's so very beautiful.
Yeah.
I love your journey.
Yeah,
I love everything that you do to really help, not just in terms of food and oils, but yes, I'm with you in terms of creating harmony and peace. Firstly, within ourselves, we have to begin, like you said, to really recognize that and experience that and be that within ourselves to be able to then put it out there into the world and into the universe.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The government will never bring you peace. You already have the peace. 8 billion people living on this planet have peace as the core of their own existence. You just need to sit down. Shut up, get in, you know, bring the focus in and get good at that, because we're not that good at it because we don't do it that much. But we get better as we do it and discover more and more of what an incredible gift we've been given by being alive. That is taking care of our body. You know, the life takes, you know, life is perfect health, takes perfect care of the body 24/7. Lifelong. You know, where's the gratitude? You know, I complained about the war that I was born in until I was 26, and one day I was sitting on the porch and I said, wow, actually, through all my dramas and all my traumas, something took perfect care of me because I'm still here. And I said,
you know,
I've never said thank you to that, to whatever that was. I've never wanted to become friends. Maybe this would be a good friend. Maybe this would be something good for me to get to know. And that was a big turnaround for me to recognize, wow, it's actually within me. What I'm looking for out there is within me. Let me go chase it down inside of me and become a human being that is present to human beingness.
You know, we can look at each situation and be able to access, even if it's a difficult time, the gift of it, even if it doesn't seem like that initially, and be grateful for even for the challenges, because they grow us, they strengthen us, and there is so much to be grateful for. We have to access that within. I created a joy and gratitude video because I think, again, you know, just smiling, just being able to eat, being able to walk, being able to sing. But, you know, there's so much that we have and we're capable of, and there are so many gifts, as you say, out in the world that we can experience and share. And those are all blessings. And you, my friend, are a blessing. So I appreciate you.
It takes one to know one. It takes one to know one.
Tell our listeners how they could find out so much more about what you do and connect with you and get this oil. That's when the minute I'm done with work, I'm going to go to Whole Foods and find that oil, because that's amazing that what we're doing. You know, I thought I was eating pretty healthy, but
yeah. Yeah, yeah. You don't know until you know, right?
Right.
So I'm not hard to find. I have a YouTube channel. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, Udo Erasmus. And I have a website, UdoErasmus.com or TheUdo.com, and another website called Udo's Choice and UdoesChoice.com. So I'm not hard to find. What I do on the website, the Udo's Choice, is about the products, and the other website, UdoErasmus.com, I'm talking more about the bigger picture. It's still a work in progress. We're whittling away at it. And but the more important thing than finding me is finding yourself. I like to always say that and say, okay, we're going to get more. It's always on the outside. We're always looking for something on the outside. But the most important thing that we're missing most of the time is on the inside, in us. So we need to be asking, how do I find, you know, how do I find, where can I find myself? And you already know where you can find yourself, because you find yourself where you are.
Yeah, but you have to take the time and the energy to do that, and even move past some of the challenges that you have within your mind and your heart, you know, all of that stuff to get to that place. And everybody is capable of that, but I call it a little bit of work, because they have to do the work to get to that wonderful place.
Yeah.
And again, that's so beautiful when we do.
Yeah, well, the most beautiful thing that's possible for a person to have in their life is to be present in the space their body occupies. And there's energy in there, there's light there, there's love in there, there is peace in there, there's inspiration in there, there's wisdom in there, there's answers in there, but you have to learn how to do nothing, because being begins with doing stuff. So you have to take time to be with yourself in stillness without distraction. And then you get better and better at going there, and then you discover it's kind of like you're mining the gold of your own existence. And it's endless. I've been doing this practice for over 50 years, a stillness practice for over 50 years. I have never seen the bottom of it. It gets better and better. You know, I'm going to be 82 in a few weeks, you know, and my life is better. The quality of my life is better than it's ever been. And it's because I'm discovering more and more how incredibly beautiful the gift of life is.
You know, you are an incredible inspiration, Udo, and so thank you so much. By the way, I have jokes with myself, so, you know, I have, I'm not going to, I mean, just little ways to make myself laugh, like.
Yeah.
So there's someone, when you go within and you feel comfortable with who you are, like you're talking about, and feel that sense of home and that sense of peace and that sense of love, I mean, there's nothing else like it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
then,
thank you.
And then the other thing is that once I discover that within myself, I can look around. Oh, it's in the trees too. Oh, it's in the dogs too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Every creature on this planet is filled with the same solar energy that is love, that is peace. Everything. I'm filled with it, and I'm surrounded by it.
Beautiful. Like, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Why didn't somebody tell me sooner?
What's that?
Why didn't somebody tell me sooner?
Because they were waiting for you to discover it. Who knows? But
yeah,
it doesn't matter, because now you know, and now you're sharing that with the world in so many beautiful ways and awakening people. I hug trees. I sing to birds. I'm a little strange, but it's beautiful. Thank you so much for being you, Udo, and have a beautiful and blessed day.
All right, and you too. Thank you.
Thank
you. Your listeners too. Thank you.
Thanks. So everything that Udo said is just so enriching. And again, the focus needs to be on looking within, quieting your mind, quieting yourself, not rushing outside, but taking that time to really get to know the beauty and the vastness that's within you. So remember that. And today, instead of taking those steps outside in terms of powering your life, power your life by stepping inside the vastness and the wonder of you, and behold the gift that you are. Thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.